Was Pali ever a conversational language? Do you know of a translation of suttas that uses more common everyday words? For example, saying letting go or releasing instead of relinquishing. I like to use simple words in the day to remind myself. I mean, Pali was it was more of a the vernacular, a local dialect that was spoken at the time of the Buddha. Or used in one of the areas around in northern India, and Sanskrit has always been sort of the religious language, Sanskrit's never been a spoken language. Sanskrit is specifically reserved for literature and particularly spiritual religious discourse and teachings. I haven't seen a translation of recent translations of suttas using very common everyday language. There was a book around when I lived in Thailand, and it was probably compiled or translated maybe mid-70s to late-70s, and I don't remember the name of the author. And it's a collection of probably 10 or 12 discourses that the person had put into a more of like a conversational tone or very simple language, and I've never seen any compilations like that again. So that I'm sure one can do a Google search and find it somewhere, it's also why I say, like using language, oftentimes I use several different words. You know, say for myself as I'm talking and teaching, because trying to get a flavor or trying to convey a feeling for the meanings of things. And even the Buddha himself would do that in the Pali language, I mean, using a variety of words to express an idea or a perspective. Because I think that, so in the time of the Buddha would be teaching people from many different backgrounds, and many different languages. I mean, he himself, say, where he lived and taught was a different region than from where he grew up. He was familiar with many of the different dialects, and many of his students and disciples would have different backgrounds, both in, especially in terms of India, of the, say, within the caste system, so they'd have a different kind of, basically education and background. But then they would also have people from different regions, and they'd be used to different dialects, so that they would, in expressing, the Buddha expressing his teachings, trying to cover the bases and make sure that people understand the flavor of what he is teaching.